Good morning, RVA. It's 62 degrees and today's forecast looks extra pleasant. High should reach the mid-70s, the sun should shine, and folks everywhere will feel unnaturally pleasant. Don't forget to water your gardens.
Beep.
Water cooler. The Quinnipiac people have released a poll in which they asked Virginians a bunch of things. The RTD's Andrew Kane dives into the gun violence questions and responses. Here are some highlights. Almost no one thinks it's too difficult to buy a gun in Virginia. A majority of folks are okay with a one handgun per month limit. And almost half of all men think Virginia would be safer if more people had guns. Eye roll. Anyway, there's a ton of other interesting non-gun stuff in there that you should totally check out. For example, did you know that a majority of folks, no matter how you slice the respondents, support the use of medical marijuana? In fact, 59% of all people surveyed support allowing Virginians to possess small amounts of marijuana for personal use. Only Republicans, 61%, and people over 65, 60% oppose. This From the Archive piece in the RTD of pictures of Chamberlain Avenue is neat and heartbreaking. Especially tough to look at is this April 26, 1960 photo announcing the zoning changes to allow commercial development south of Brooklyn Park Boulevard. It is, however, definitely neat to see a number 37 bus in a photo taken that same day following the same route it does today. Y'all, I really, really like deviled eggs. Stephanie Gans, writing for Richmond Magazine, reminds me that I need to eat them more often from more places. Senator Mark Warner was on the Pod Save the World podcast talking about the role of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Russia, and other fascinating stuff.
Beep.
This satellite image of California's wildflower superbloom is amazing.
Beep.
Sports. Squirrels got blanked by Alton 0-4. They travel to Reading tonight. Nats lost last night's game to the Cardinals 6-1, but they won the series 2-1. They've got today off. This morning's patron question. Patron Erica asks, what are the city's rules with regarding to bicycles on sidewalks? Is it legal or just generally accepted? What is the best way for a new Richmonder to learn the basic city cycling rules? Is there something online? Yes, bikes. First, it is totally legal to ride your bike on the sidewalk in Richmond as long as you yield to pedestrians. However, it is, in my opinion, extremely inadvisable. Not only could you crush a pedestrian under your two wheels, but cars turning and crossing over sidewalks aren't really in the habit of looking for bikes zooming along from either direction. Here are the applicable sections of the Virginia Code and City Code. An unrelated, interesting thing I think I just learned, whenever we get our bike share system with the electric assist bikes, it will be against the law to ride those bikes on the sidewalk. Second, the city has a pretty good list on their website of the legal do's and don'ts for bikers. Read to the bottom to see when it is completely legal to take up the entire lane. I'm looking at you, LOM substandard width lane Barty, just south of Brook. By the way, if you want to stay in the know about all things bikes, your best bet is to join the Bike Walk RVA email list. They're the real bike experts. If you'd like your question to show up here, go chip in a couple bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's long read is titled, The Jellyfish Are Coming. Brace yourself for Goomageddon. Honestly, kind of skeezed out by this whole thing. Here's an excerpt. The second problem is when you cut jellyfish open, they release all their eggs and sperm at once. The cells fertilize each other. And next season, your jellyfish bloom is exponentially worse. We've rethought the shredder, Young says. A new version of J. Ross scoops jellyfish out of the water and into a storage container that holds 420 animals. Well, what do you do with the creatures once you've caught them? It's not like all jellyfish are edible. We're wondering the same thing, Young says. A paper I saw recently that proposed using jellyfish as fertilizer in rice farming.
Beep.
This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Vaughn804boy and is an aerial drone photo of a basketball court taken over Blackwell.
Beep.
You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.